Ali and Seamus's Not in the News.
Well, it's not in our half an hour updates with Abby, but Carly, there has been a brand new exotic bird breed discovered in the UK on a highway.
Well, this is exciting because when you think of birds of the world, you know, you often think about Australia. Here in the far north, we have beautiful cassowaries. You think of like exotic toucans. I don't really know what birds are getting around the UK that are that exotic.
Well, now hit FNQ on Instagram. Check out the picture of the bird there. Now, it looks like a phoenix. You know what a phoenix is? A phoenix is a mythical creature that
it's
burns.
It's tattooed on Ben Affleck's back.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I think it's a symbol of new life where they just burst into flames and a brand new one's born.
Yeah, like Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Thank you very much. Now, vets, everyone around the UK were like, oh my gosh, it's a phoenix. It's bright yellow. And so they got it and they're like, has anybody ordered any Indian? It was just a seagull that got stuck into some vindaloo or some turmeric. They nicknamed it Vinny.
Vinny.
Vinny. And it was yellow, then they washed it and it was fine. So it's not a new bird.
I feel like Entree would have been a better name for it.
Carly, we were opening up the phone lines on 13, 12, 16, the lime green scooters. Do we want them here in Cairns? I'm absolutely for them. Bring them, I say. They're going to be so much fun. I'm going to be riding them all the time.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the lime scooters, they're currently being rolled out in Brizzy, Sydney, Adelaide, and I'm pretty sure down in Melbourne as well. So basically, it's a rideshare company, and they're electronic scooters. They get up to 25 kilometres an hour, and what would happen if they were to be implemented here in Cairns is they just have docking stations throughout the CBD, and I can imagine probably down at the Esplanade.
Yeah.
And it's just another way for people to get around while
Absolutely.
They're here in Cairns.
Now, I will say they are all over the world. So many different cities all over the world have them. So, I mean, why not have them here?
Because they haven't been done well. For me, I just see, you know, I was down in Brisbane kind of around the time they were first introduced. I had someone run up the back of me.
What'd you say to them in that instant? By the way.
Well, they apologised. They didn't mean to do it, but it just goes to show that, you know, where I was in West End, Brisbane. You're from Brisbane, you understand.
So I know West End. Hippieville.
A lot of people getting around there. So the issue with the person with the scooter was, you know, there's just so much foot traffic. They're not used to using this. They're trying to navigate it. And that's what happened. So it wasn't their fault, but I can just see that happening, especially around the Esplanade where there's just so many people already walking, there's bikes down there, throw scooters in. I just don't think it's a great mix. And also for me, I worry about the environmental implications of these because in other cities we've seen people dumping them in lakes, in rivers. We've got the Esplanade there that's right on the Great Barrier Reef.
They have tracking devices though, so if they do dump them, they'll just find them and pull them out, unlike a trolley where they're just stuck.
Is this company going to be responsible for doing this and uphold that?
Well, they are. They do. They employ someone to find them, locate them, bring them back, fix them and charge them back up. My only gripe is the fact that they are not an Australian company. That's my only issue. But I'm all for it. I think it's going to be great. Sarah on 13, 12, 16. Now, Sarah, do you think these lime scooters should be here in Cairns?
I think people in Cairns are nice enough to have them. And I say nice enough and kind enough because I've seen them being used in Melbourne and then they had a really big problem with people just throwing them into the Yarra River there. And so they were spending so much money to collect all of them. But then I was in Adelaide recently, and they're great. People put them to the side. They don't take up the footpaths. They get you from A to B really quickly as well. I thought it was great. So I was happy using them in Adelaide. I wasn't happy using them in Melbourne, and that just comes down to everybody looking after them.
Okay, so you think Cairns can have nice things?
I do think Cairns can have nice things.
A part of me just imagining it now, it is tempting to just launch it as far off the Esplanade into the water as far as I can.
Now we can't.
Throw.
No, we can't. Because of you, we can't.
Don't yet. No, Seamus isn't allowed to have one now.
Now, Life Hacks 90s edition.
Yeah, so I wanted to do something interesting with Life Hacks. I wanted to change it up, and I wanted to do Life Hacks that will kind of, they're not really going to help people out these days, but I feel like they're just going to give people that nostalgic feeling of, I remember when I had to do that and had to deal with that problem.
I remember them.
There's going to be a whole generation of people sitting in the car going, I don't know what you're talking about, what that means, or why you would do that, but just bear with me.
Bear with us.
Okay, so let's take it back. These are problems that you would have been dealing with in 99. blowing in your video game cartridge to make it work. And even giving it a couple of double taps as well. Remember that?
The Game Boy Color, you'd pull it out.
Yeah.
Put it back in. Worked like a charm.
If your mouse is playing up, remember this, when it wouldn't be moving?
No. Yeah.
So you'd turn it upside down, take the ball out, rub it around a couple of times to make sure there was no dust on it and put it back in.
Remember that little ball? What was that ball in the mouse?
People don't have mouses these days. Or if they do, they're like wireless. But do you remember being in computer class?
Yes.
And all the kids, like if they didn't want to do their work, they'd be like, oh, my mouse is not working.
We used to take the balls out and play with them and throw them around and whatnot. Shoot them in our slingshot.
Do you remember one of the worst things that could have happened to you in the 90s was your Tamagotchi dying?
Yeah, that was painful. Mm. Well, I didn't have Tamagotchis. Digimon guy. Tamagotchis are boring.
I had a Tamagotchi. I died because I didn't look after it.
You didn't feed it, did you?
Honest. No. But I did know the little life hack, which was to press A and C together and it would rehatch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A and C, hold them down. Yes. Well, I mean, there were only two buttons anyway.
Yeah.
It's like an iPhone. Jeez, technology's gone backwards.
Now, a little life hack, whenever you'd go to Blockbuster for the weekend, you would wait till late Friday night to get your rental because it was always in two-day intervals. And if you rented it out late enough, you could stretch it out to Sunday morning.
All right.
So then you would avoid the late fee.
I did not know this. Jeez, I wish I remembered that.
Use that hack all the time. There are literally people in the car going, what's Blockbuster?
I remember when we'd go to hire a video and the new releases weren't, like, they were all hired.
Yes.
So you'd stand around the front and waiting for the return bin, waiting for someone to drop it. I think it's back. Look at that one. Is that Jaws 4? I think it's someone. Can I have that one that's just been returned?
And remember spending hours in the video store? I loved it. It was like when you go to a bookstore, like reading the back covers and having a fight with your mum about, you know, it is M15, I am 13, but I'm mature a 13 mum.
Now it's the same thing on Netflix. Instead of walking around the store, it's just pressing a button, scrolling through all the different options.
I know, it's amazing. And if you wanted success with the opposite sex, for guys it was getting frosted tips. That was always, it was like, oh, he's got frosted tips, look at him go.
I never had them.
And for girls, if they wanted to look great, what you would do is you would take the front bits of your hair, twirl them in circles, pin them back with butterfly clips, and then for some reason, just fill in your part with a whole bunch of glitter that would take weeks to wash out.
Yuck. I mean, you'd like to say the 90s were glory days, but they were really an ugly time, weren't they?
Well, and the last one, I think we all did this. If your CD was skipping, taking it out and wiping it on your jumper and then blowing on it, I don't know why, for some reason, putting your hot breath on it would help.
Oh, we always thought it would.